I was anticipating you to record this series and be like, hey, this is for other people. I already went through this. This is for, God is giving me a message for, no, in all actuality, God was giving me a message for right now. And things that I never processed, or I thought I processed, they're now coming to bite me. I want you to process who you are, not the fake version of you. Not the version that you created because you couldn't deal with your insecurities of 7 years old. Not the version you created because you wanted to have all these friendships when you were 25 and you couldn't make any friends because you're a Christian, so you left the faith so you can make friends. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking, hey, it's time to process you. The true rawness of you. Welcome back to the JXW Podcast. I'm your host, Jay Poetics, and if you are new here at the JXW, we strive to help you pursue God, seek freedom, and acknowledge your God-given gifts. Hey, mental inception, what does that mean? What is this all about? What I want to tell you that we are in the third episode, the third part of our Pivot series, and when I look, this series, it's been amazing only because it's been real for me, like seriously. And we did this earlier this year, and that experience was the same exact thing. I believe that every time this Pivot series comes up, God shifts things in. He shifts things in my personal life. I don't know if he's shifting things in your life, but I want to tell you a story. I want to tell you that the past couple of months of my life have been mental distress. I'm going to be so honest with you. Sometimes I didn't even know how to process things, but I had to just put full dependence on God, and I had to lean on God and not on my own understanding, because in my own strength, it does not work out. But I want to let you know that even in the worst moments of your life, this is what the Pivot series is all about. We are tracking your life. We're tracking my life from the worst experience of our life, like absolutely trauma, it's real, to absolutely living free through Jesus Christ. And I want to let you know that through this Pivot series, my life was flipped upside down. I did not know how to process the things that were going on. And even right now, still, I'm still finding ways to cope and process. A couple weeks ago, something drastic happened, and it shifted my entire perspective of life. It shifted everything within me. I went from being one way to being completely another way. But I also found myself going back to the old way that I was. I found myself drifting back in and turning the calendar back 4 years. That little insecure kid who was just so, he didn't even know who he was, that he had to mask himself with another person, another being named Joey. I found myself going back to that person. And then somebody had to remind me, Joey, don't go back, don't go back, don't go back to the old person. Because the old person, as we explained on our 988 episode, our episode about suicidal prevention awareness. As we explained on that episode, I walked you guys through my experience with those thoughts, with those actions, with those dreams. And when I tell you the devil had a hold on me in that season of my life, I was about 18 years old. I didn't know where I was more free than when I was 14 years old. When I was 14 years old, that's when my mother passed away. And then I had a 4-year string of depression, 15, 16, 17, and then finally 18. I came to a hotel bathroom and I had two decisions. One, walk out that bathroom completely sane, but also two, walk out that bathroom in a body bag, and I didn't know where to go. So obviously, God saved me. Like, in my own strength, I could not procure the same. I could not do this in my own strength. Absolutely cannot. I'm a living testimony of what God can do and what God can shift and how he can move in a situation. But I want to let you know, yes, we just came out of Suicidal Prevention Month, but that's not to say that we can move on and now it's October and now we're on to Halloween and then November comes and now we're on to Thanksgiving and then Christmas comes. And that's not to say that we can just blur the lines and absolutely forget about what September meant. September meant a lot to a lot of people. September meant a lot to a lot of people. Specifically 22 years ago when that tragic event, act of terrorism, happened in New York City. But also the entire span of the month is dedicated towards a topic that absolutely changed my life. And it was a part of my testimony. And I want to just extend, I don't know if I can do this. Maybe I can take a calendar and write some more numbers on it. But I want to extend September into October. Because in no way do I feel it fit that we need to move on from this topic. Actually, I believe that the entirety, the rest of this year, should be in thought of thinking about who we are, where we are on a mental scale. Because the next 2 months, the next 2.5 months, once that January comes and it's like 2024, we're partying, you're going to enter the next year without even realizing where you were 2 months prior when it's today. No, I want you to realize who you are, where you are, and what you stand for today so that you can conquer tomorrow. Because honestly, if we do not process the things that we've been through today, and we think that we're going to walk into tomorrow all fine and dandy, I don't think that's going to work. We keep prolonging our problems and not biting them in the butt and just ending them. And yes, it's easier said than done to eliminate problems. And ultimately, we're always going to have trials and tribulations in this world. We're always going to have problems. Because if we never had problems, if we never would have problems, we would be perfect without imperfections. And obviously, we are not perfect without imperfections. Only Jesus Christ is perfect. Let's just take a moment of silence. Let's just take the next 30 minutes or however long this episode is and process the last conversation you had, not even the last conversation, the last argument, not even the last argument, the last stream of tears that you cried because it was because of something that affected your heart. And for you to go to sleep and just wake up as if that thing never happened, that's not right. And waking up January 1st is going to be a monumental day. We all prepare ourselves for the new year. We write down our list. We check it twice. And then on the third day, we give up on it because honestly, we weren't there 2 months ago on October to deal with our issues. So we waited until November and then we had a big dinner and then we waited until Christmas. And then we finally on Christmas Day, December 25th, we finally write down our goal sheet when we should have written those things down 2 months ago because we didn't process the things that we were going through in October. So now we're about to jump into a new year with the same ideology and the same processes that we know. I want to challenge you, just like the last 4 weeks or the last 2 months challenged me, I want to challenge you to take a minute, pause. We all have busy lives. I get that. I know. Pause. Take a minute to reconsider who you are. And not even reconsider who you are as reinventing yourself, but to reconsider who you are as to clean up all of the limp branches that you have based your mental health off of. Now, what do I mean by limp branches? So I'm going to use an example, right? And this example is going to require a lot of imagination. Just, hey, we are back. This is preschool. Hey, this is dream world. This is dreamland. Let's get back into a child's mindset. I'm going to paint this picture with you, and we're going to take this one step at a time, but I want you to picture the most absolute beautifulest tree you can ever think of. Like you picture a sunset, picture a giant tree, and I want you out of that tree, take a branch, just any branch, any tree branch off of that tree, take a branch and make it envision it as more stronger than any other branch, okay? Then it grows higher up to the sky, and then from that branch grows a whole root system. And then from that root system, this is where imagination comes in, that root system is suspended in the air, and then it grows another tree, okay? Right, we have that? Okay. Take that tree and do the same exact thing. So that second tree that's on top of the first one grows a big, it grows a big branch, and then that grows a third and a fourth and a fifth and a sixth and a seventh, and then it just reaches up to the heavens because it's an imaginary example. This is what we're going to use. All right, so that tree represents you. And the branches are the decisions that you base your life off of, right? Okay, so we love to say that we are real, we are authentic, we are 100% raw. But sometimes we are living off the personality, the ideology, and the mindset of something that happened to us. Right? And we're not really grounded, and we're not really rooted in ourselves. Actually, we have killed off a little bit of ourselves, so then we can fit into a new narrative. Right? So it's an imaginary example of this tree. We have a decision. Right? We have a decision to base our life off of a firm foundation of who we truly are through Christ Jesus, or base ourselves off of a mask or a facade that the world would accept. Right? So either basing your life off of the ground, rock bottom, like this is the original tree. This is who you are. You decide to base your life off of that one branch. And you put all of your dependence into that one branch. And as you put all of your dependence and all of your personality into that branch, you make a decision to build your life off of a fake reality. And this is where the title of this episode comes in to be. Mental inception. Where was the starting of you? Because the real starting of you is when you got saved and you were filled with the Holy Spirit, and God was just relaying on you so many things, and you felt so many ways. That's you. That's you. That you are planted. But now it's like you've drifted. Your mental has drifted. Your physical body, you're tired. You're exhausted. And now you want friends. You want experiences. You want to go for other things other than what God has rooted you in. So now you build your personality on this branch, and this branch grows into another tree. Right? And then you've built so much of your personality on that branch that now you are the second tree. You are the tree suspended in the air. And now that becomes your mental inception. Now you've pictured that in your mind, and that is permanent in your mind. So now the tree below it, or your real true self, becomes completely erased. And now this is ground zero. When it wasn't, you had to compromise yourself to create a new ground zero, to create a new mental inception, a new starting point. But now you've lost yourself so much that you start growing another branch. And now I want to ask you a question. Are you basing your life off of a limp branch? A branch that's dead, a branch that's not truly rooted, a branch that's not gaining nutrients from the ground, a branch that God never intended to be there, a branch that you have created to fit in with this world, because I know I've created that branch. Literally, I created that branch when I was 14 years old, Right, and I went through all the mental stuff that I went through. The death of my mother, the death of a friend, the death of my late pastor. I was absolutely gone in the head. I didn't even know who I was. I didn't know who I was to the point where I had identity issues. Right, and that baked within me that I actually literally grew a new persona, a new personality. And that person's name was Joey. And this person was my branch. He was the person that I swore that I would burn the real side, the real tree. I would burn my real original tree, because my real original tree, the tree that God created, the tree that was rooted, the tree that was rooted in good principles, the tree that saw miracles and miraculous signs, the tree that was myself, the tree that was creative, I wanted to burn that tree because the tree was, it had some flaws. And it wasn't what I deemed as perfect, or at least what I wanted to be perfect so I can fit into the narrative of the world that I was seeing. So I absolutely burned my reality so I can fit into this falsehood, so I can fit into this name, Joey. And when Joey was strong, I was weak. When Joey was bold, I couldn't scratch a sound. And this is why I put my personality there. I want you to think, are you living off the true, authentic rawness of what God has fashioned and created you to be? Or are you putting up a facade? Are you growing a limp branch? Are you placing your identity in something that you deem the world will accept because you honestly do not believe that the world will accept you? I want you to think, how have you processed the last 10 months of this year? Because we're about to go into January. Like, literally, by the time you are listening to this episode, it's going to be Thanksgiving. I'm sorry. By the time you're listening to this episode, it's going to be Thanksgiving. Like, time moves fast. When it comes to the holiday season, time, like, look, we might as well just say Happy New Year. You know what? Happy New Year to everyone. Time moves fast. And I want you to be fully prepared for 2024, because once 2024 hits, new vision, new ideas, new lifestyles, new friendships, new relationships, everything becomes new. Why? Because the last 12 months, it no longer defines you. It's now in the past. What is in 2023 stays in 2023. And I think we have this misconstrued. That mindset doesn't start on December 31st, where some of our late bloomers are now completing or now writing their New Year's resolution. That mindset doesn't start on December 31st. That mindset actually begins now. The mindset to change your life, to change the last 10 months, to change the last years, 5 years, 10 years, 12 years, 15, 14, how many years of what you want to change? The mindset of being your true, authentic self, it doesn't begin on December 31st of the now new year. It begins today. Literally right now, like, I'm serious, like, take out a notepad, take out your phone while you're listening to this podcast and write down five things that you want to see God do in 2024. Five things God do, not you. I'm not saying, hey, I want to make this amount of money and then that. No, I mean miracles. Write five things, because here's the thing. I am a living testimony. My birth was a testimony. My mental health is a testimony. My spiritual health is a testimony. If it been in my own strength, I would not have been here today. Literally, I wouldn't have been born. Literally, I probably would have committed the S word. I probably would be off the face of this earth 4 years ago. I promise you, this is the whole thing. And spiritually, I probably would not love God. I really wouldn't. So I can honestly say that this life is not in my own strength. Nothing is my own strength. So when you write down your New Year's resolution right now, start it now. Because if you wait until December 31st, you're going to walk around and be like, I'm going to do this next year. The next year comes literally in 24 hours. And then you're sitting down like, I'll start it tomorrow. You know, January 2nd, we're gonna go all in. And then January 3rd comes, and then 4th and 5th. And then by the time you even consider your goals, it's about September again. You know, 2024. So write it down now. Miracles that you are believing for. Miracles that you want to seek God for. The past no longer defines you. The way that you were yesterday is not the way that you're going to be tomorrow. The pain that you felt 2 hours ago is not the pain that you're going to feel in 24 years. And I believe we don't take this as a serious belief. We put it in the back of our minds and we think, hey, everything's happening right now. It's not going to happen tomorrow. Cool. I just need to get over this bump and that's it. But no, this needs to be a constant reminder. Tomorrow is tomorrow. God only knows tomorrow. Yesterday is yesterday. It's gone. It's the past. It no longer controls you. It no longer defeats you. And what I've found is that literally the Pivot series has shifted my life. And the funny thing about God is I planned these episodes literally like months ago, like really like months ago, right? Because I wanted to do this series and I wanted to do it, but it's like God in the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks has completely shifted my entire life. Things that I once believed, now I don't believe. Things that I always believed, now is shifted. Things that I thought I buried now came back to life and I almost was a victim to them again. It's like I was anticipating to record this series and be like, hey, this is for other people. I already went through this. This is for God is giving me a message for other. No, in all actuality, God was giving me a message for right now. Today. And things that I never processed or I thought I processed, they're now coming to bite me. So, hey, let's play with our example. Hey, we need to garner a bit of an imagination. I'm going to replay this in your mind. Imagine a tree, a beautiful tree. Imagine a sunset. Imagine the greatest scenery you've ever seen, but imagine a tree. And on that tree, any branch on the tree, one just grows a little bit stronger and a little bit higher than all the other branches. And then that tree grows a root system. And then that root system is suspended in the air. And then boom, another tree. And then another tree and another tree. And it goes up as far as you can see up to the sky. That tree, as we explain, the first one, the original one, the one that's rooted in actual dirt and ground, that one represents you. The second one represents a version of you that you have compromised the true you to fit into this twisted version of you to fit in with the world. And then the third one is an even more distorted version of you that you've burned the fake version. Like, it's like total, like, where is the start of you? But let's play around with this example. Okay, what else is on the tree? Because obviously it's just not just one branch going up to the heavens. It has to be a full, it's a full tree full of leaves and other branches and other roots and all of that. Okay, the first tree, the original tree, the tree that God created, the tree that is you, the original beautiful, handsome you. The one that you felt was so insecure that you had to burn that person out of your life and build another tree, but that's a whole nother story. What was on that tree? Obviously, it's all the original emotions of you. It's all the original feelings and thoughts and opinions of you. It's all the things that God has purposed you to be. God has placed purpose on that tree. God has placed ideas. God has placed fruit on that tree to grow, because that is exactly what God has created. God has created the root system to actually be in the ground and not suspended in the air. And you want to know how I know? Because it says in Psalms 1 in the New King James Version, it says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night." Verse 3, "He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper." Verse 4, "The ungodly are not so, but like a chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish." This Psalms 1 depicts a godly man or a godly woman as a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in its season. God literally depicts us as trees planted by the rivers of water that brings forth in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he or you do shall prosper. Where do we find this again? We find this in Mark 8:22. Mark 8:22, New King James Version, "A blind man healed at Bethesda." Verse 22, "Then he," Jesus, "came to Bethesda, and they brought a blind man and begged him to touch him." Verse 23, "So he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything." Verse 24, "And he looked up and said, I see men like trees walking." Does that sound familiar? Verse 25, "Then he put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up, and he was restored and saw everyone clearly. Then he sent him away to his house, saying, neither go into the town nor tell anyone in the town." Now, the thing about it is, God is perfect. Jesus is 100% perfect. Nothing that he does is without a purpose. So what is the meaning of him putting his hands on this blind man's eyes again, as if the first time didn't work? No, the first time worked. But the thing about it is, back in Psalms 1, that we are like a tree planted by rivers of water. That's our spirit. See, in Mark 8, God didn't make a mistake. In Mark 8, Jesus didn't make a mistake. He didn't put hands on the man and healed him 50% and then said, okay, let's try again. No, Jesus revealed him to the spirit realm first, and then he revealed his eyes to the physical sense. So the thing about it is, we are like a tree planted by the rivers of water, who brings forth fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. And the thing, when we're talking about this example of the tree and that branch growing off and building a whole root system and that going forever and ever on the sky, when we're thinking about that, where is your rooted tree? Where is your original first tree? Where is that one tree that branched off into many other trees? Because I want to tell you that that tree is your original spirit man. That tree is what God created. And all these other branches are you trying to chase after all all the worldly possessions or all the things that the world wants you to be and conform to. No, God has made you perfect as he has made you. Your insecurities, God has made. The things that you fear, God has made. The things that you love, God has made. God has made you for a purpose and for a reason on this earth. And I want to remind you, what are you filling your tree with? Are you filling your tree with good examples, good influences, or are you keep branching off of evil things of this world? I branched off of evil things of this world when I was a fan of XXXTentacion and his music, his persona, the message that he drove, the message that he gave me. And when I was 14 and I was listening and I was bumping his music, that swelled within me so much pain, so much depression, so much that it led me down a path that I could not return from. Me, in my own strength, I could not return from it. But with God with me, with Jesus with me, with God leading me every single way, God led me out of that. Where are you now? Where is your mental inception? Where is the start of you? Because I'm sure that you have branched off. I'm sure that you've branched off in other areas, and now you are basing your entire scope of your life. You're basing your future, you're basing your present, you're basing everything off that trauma that happened when you were 6 years old. You're basing everything off that family member who died. You're basing everything off that trauma response. You're basing everything off that unfortunate decision that you made, or maybe something that happened to you. You're basing everything but the thing that God rooted you in. I wonder how many branches have we grown from? And how many times have we killed off our natural beings? How many times have we said, hey, the real Joe, I don't want that no more. I want this fake version. I want this version that the world accepts. I want this version that is perfect. I want this version that God has not created, but I am going to create to fit into the mold of this world. Okay, so what is the whole point of this episode? What is the whole reason of this? The whole point of mental inception is that I want you to realize, I want you to accept, and I want you to process you. No more running after the world. No more running after this persona that you deem that the world would accept, except of you. No more running after a facade, a fake, a feeble. No more running after these things, because I've done it. I've ran after this persona that I have created because I deemed myself insecure. I deemed myself that the world would not love me. I said all of that to myself, and I put up a persona, a facade, everything, and I literally projected that online. Literally, I projected a false reality online, an alternative ego online for about 4 years, and I've made friends off that ego. I've made tons of connections. Even people that I know even today know me for this facade. They know me for this character that I've built. They've known me for this personality that's not truly my own. But through the years, I have learned to process and not project. I've learned to take a second, process who I am, process the world around me, and not project a false reality for me to jump into, because I'm way too scared to deal with the things that are in front of me that's truly facing me. But in all actuality, when I get over those things, I'll be so much better than who I created myself to be. Here's a very painful statement, and it's very true. The pain that you face in this life, it builds you. And that's something we hear endlessly all the time. But it's when you think about it on another spectrum and on another level, you really consider it. And it's like, you would not be the person that you are today without the trauma that you faced 20 years ago. You would not be who you are today without the thing that without the circumstances of life. And for us to jump into a false reality, we are not receiving the full ness of that situation if we were to tough it out and learn the lessons that God is putting in front of us. Because honestly, the last 4 weeks has been an absolute tough season of my and my family's life. But the thing about it is, if I were to just go through that instead of setting up a false reality, I can learn what God is teaching me, and I can take what God is teaching me into the next season of my life. And now in 2024, when I'm going through the same exact, or I have somebody else who's going through that same exact situation, I can definitively tell them that it's going to be all right, because I already been through this thing and I know that God is leading me through this. So the purpose of this episode is mental inception. I want you to process who you are, not the fake version of you, not the version that you created because you couldn't deal with your insecurities of 7 years old, not the version you created because you wanted to have all these friendships when you were 25 and you couldn't make any friends because you're a Christian, so you left the faith so you can make friends. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking, hey, it's time to process you, the true rawness of you. I want you to identify you, because God has made you exactly how God wanted to make you. He created you exactly how he did. And for you to say, hey, God, I know you created me exactly how you wanted to create me, but I don't really like how you did that, so I'm just going to change this and that about me. And that's not right. So going through this pivot series, a lot of things have changed in my life. And here's the thing. I'm not a professional. I'm not a therapist. I'm not any of this. I'm just a person who has a story, and I wanted to share that story. So this is the story. And God is walking through my life just as God is walking through your life. But I want you to know that God is walking with you. And in any situation, God has you. And where you are is exactly where God wants you to be. It doesn't matter how painful this season looks. It doesn't matter how, like, it could be blistering. It could be painful. It could be traumatizing. But the thing about it is, do not create a false reality to jump into. Do not create a branch off your tree and jump in and create a full... Don't do that. Because you're only creating more obstacles for you to have true freedom in yourself. You're only putting more locks on the chains, and you're only stuffing more of yourself in cages and putting these locks on them just so that you can be accepted into the world. It's not worth it. So to close this episode, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you just to be you and just to embrace who God has made you to be. Because honestly, you have a story and God wants to get something out through you. But you can't do that when you are creating so many roadblocks. And I'm saying you a lot because I'm trying to drive this point home. You are your own worst enemy. I was my own worst enemy when I put up a persona that wasn't my true self. And when I literally gave my soul to another thing, it wasn't me. It was something else. So with this being said, be you. What God has truly created in you. And when you bring that out, you're going to shift so many lives that you probably never even would have done it if it had been in your own strength. But God has created you, so God obviously knows what he's going to do. You have to believe in that. And you have to really, you have to ground yourself. That tree, you are that tree. You have to ground yourself into God and what he has for your future. But hey, this has been the JXW Podcast. Thank you all for listening, coming back every single episode. This has been a oh my goodness, the last couple of weeks have been a pivot for me and my life. And yes, I am still processing everything that God is doing. And honestly, after this moment, after this season of my life, God is going to get the glory and a testimony to the world. But if you want to follow that testimony, if you want to follow everything that I am doing, you can follow my social media at JPoeticsWorld. Poetics spelled with an X, World spelled WRLD. And hey, if you love the podcast and want to support the vision of this platform, you can Cash App us at JPoeticsWorld. Poetics spelled with an X, World spelled WRLD. But finally, let's just close in prayer. Lord God, we thank you. We praise you. We glorify you for you being true in our lives and for you doing a miracle in us. Lord God, I thank you for every single person listening today that they are choosing you, not the world and not what they want to bring up, but they are choosing you, Jesus, you, Lord God. We praise you for everything that you're doing in their personal lives and all the people that they are affecting around them. Lord God, we give you honor. We give you glory for everything that you're doing in this day and abroad. Lord Jesus, we praise you once more again. And we thank you for everything that you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening to the JXW Podcast. I will see y'all in the next episode. Hey, October 25th is the year and a half anniversary of the platform. That is so amazing. And honestly, there are some special things coming up in 2024 that is absolutely gonna blow your mind. But hey, I love you guys. Peace.